This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Today we're continuing our look at the heart affliction of homesickness. Last week we looked at the differences between men and women in honor, if you will, of Valentine's Day, which is celebrated in the United States and is a holiday or an occasion where people give each other cards. And I talked about how there were individual differences between men and women as far as homesickness and gave some ideas about how to treat that. This week, we'll continue looking at treating homesicknesses. What are some more underlying issues? Well, I think I'm going to focus today on isolation and separation. You have chosen, by where you're living and working right at the moment, to take yourself out of your usual story. I use the word story because I was reading from an editor by the name of Maggie Gallagher, who was writing about this whole idea of story. And she says that every human heart hungers to be part of a story, to take the disconnected dots of human existence and weave them into a meaningful drama. Wow, that just really interests me when I think about our topic today, which is homesickness, because we've taken ourselves, if we live in a place that we really don't know, weren't born to, and sometimes maybe don't even belong, we've taken ourselves out of our normal stories, our normal histories. I use the concept of culture and not knowing the cultural rules before. Well, our story is the same problem. We don't have anything that we can use it for. And so how do we put ourselves into the story again, or how do we bring the story to us? What should we do? Go home? Well, I don't think so. We have to continue working on the treatment for isolation and separation. And that treatment, for me, means connection. So connection is the treatment for isolation and separation. How do we connect? Well, I think we connect in three ways. First of all, we connect in time and space. Secondly, we connect in terms of emotions or affect. And thirdly, we connect in terms of relationships. Now, looking at the first one, connecting in terms of time or space, or time and space, if you will. We connect in time and space with people around us through activities. We connect in all kinds of things. I've talked about many different ways of connecting. We also connect in terms of the amount of time that we spend with those people around us. And this builds an awareness of their experience. One of my colleagues, in talking about language learning, said that when you focus on the initial stages of learning, you need to focus full time on language learning. Well, this was really hard for initial language learners to take. They said, my goodness, I can barely focus on learning something to say out in the community more than a couple hours. And you're saying full time, which means 8 hours. And he said, yes, but what he meant was that there are different levels of involvement, different levels of connection, if you will. There was the first major part of language learning, which focused on the actual involvement with a language coach and learning something to say. Then there was the second part, which was actually practicing. And then there was a third part, which was focusing on indirect things, like riding the bus and listening to people talk, listening to the radio, watching television, looking around what was going on around you and things like that. The unintended consequence of all this indirect activity, I think, is increasing familiarity. I'm always amazed at how some people accuse me of being well-read, and I don't think I spend much time reading at all. But what I do spend time doing is noticing what's going on around me. If I surf the internet, I look at topics or or issues that are important in the marketplace or that day, and then I learn about it. Sometimes I just pick up very abstract or discrete or unconnected bits of information, but they all work together. So I think my own awareness and sensitivity to awareness makes things more real to me and connects me with people around me in better ways. So in terms of connecting in time and space, you need to think about activities that you can do that put you in people's lives, maybe not in their intimate, innermost part of their lives, but at least around them, and that will find for you a common place where you can connect. The second area is connecting in terms of emotions. This is a little bit harder for an outsider to learn about, but I'm amazed at how often we think that people don't have a range of feelings. Sometimes we just think that people that are not like us don't have the same sorts of experiences. If something bad happens to me, do I become anxious and afraid? Yes. Well, if something bad happens to other people, don't they become anxious and afraid too? Yes, but sometimes we don't think about it that way. How do you find out about how people are feeling in their lives? Well, the best way is to go back to that concept of surrogate family members and find out how these different feelings are expressed. You may not see particular feelings expressed in ways that you may understand. What you may think about as being anger, maybe passion, for example. A lot of people who seem angry in their own cultural context, it is not anger so much as it is investment and passion about a particular thing. So you need people around you to help to explain those issues. Looking at this week, when I've been making this program, we've been dealing with the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami in South Asia. Experiences like that are good places for you to understand how people manage, how people put things together like feelings in their lives. As you grieve with them, you can share with them how you're doing it, how you manage these kinds of things in your own context, and they probably are going to be open to sharing some things with you as well. I said the third one is connecting in relationship. It's awfully hard to make relationships get started if you're not going to be around people. That seems so obvious on the front side, but on the back side, we often expect that things will happen without us having to do the work that we normally do back home. That's because often the work that we normally do back home is invisible to us. I don't often think about the work that it takes me to build relationships at home here. It just happens as a result of being places and finding out what's similar or what's dissimilar and talking and things like that. But yet when I get somewhere else, I sort of expect that some things are going to happen. That doesn't always happen that way. You need to be connecting in relationships within the mix of feelings and time and space. It's kind of hard to hear this, I think, particularly if you're feeling kind of homesick right now, if you've got that heart affliction of really wanting to be somewhere else, really feeling down and sad and cut off. But there's really no easy treatment for this. It's not impossible, and it can start as soon as I finish my radio program with you. It can start in the next hour. It can start tomorrow. The issue is doing things in small steps, saying to yourself, what can I do tomorrow that can put me in time and space with people? Can I ride the bus to work instead of driving? Can I have a coffee break at a different place? Can I do something with somebody that I wouldn't normally do? Will I have any opportunities in the next week to talk to somebody about feelings? And can I do anything with the relationships that I have to move them to the next level? Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.